Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Watch this. I'm reading again. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? This power is for us, y'all. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. When God raised Jesus from the dead and he demonstrated that mighty act, the Bible says that he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Far above all principalities. What did we just say principalities was? They were the ancient thrones. They were the chief spirits in Satan's army. The Bible says far above. You got to understand, God says far above. He ain't talking about just out there to the road. He talking about like light years away. You know how long a light, one light year, I'm talking about like this is how they measure in space. One light year is 6 trillion miles. He's talking about millions and billions of light years. That's how far above he's talking about. I'm telling you, the devil is not an equal to God. Therefore, the devil is not an equal to you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He said, far above all principalities and the powers. We just went over there. And might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. He said, Jesus rose with all authority. And God gave him all power that's far above all other power. Now, true enough, they got some level of power. You can have a 6-month-old baby and he has some level of power. But I guarantee you, AJ power is far above that little 6-year-old power. Amen. That little baby power. Amen. Now watch this. Jesus has this power. Then he says, and then he put it above every name that is named. And then has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Amen. Let me hang on 1 second. I'm like, first, I'm going to run out there and cough right quick. Let me go. Now, we understand that Jesus rose from the dead and took all that authority, all that power that Satan once had, legally gained it now because Adam gave it away. He went back and took all that authority back from himself. Man, I'm telling you, at one time, Satan was walking around like he was the boy. I mean, he was the man because he had authority. I mean, the authority that God set authority here in the earth realm for man. And man gave it away and gave it to Satan. Satan said, look, it's been delivered unto me. I can give it to whoever I want to. I can give it to whoever I want to. But when Jesus died on that cross and God raised him from the dead, he stripped Satan of all that authority. And he has it now. Now watch this. Luke 10:19. Now watch this now. This is Jesus talking now. He said, behold, I give unto you power. What is that power? He said, look, I give to you this authority. Y'all, we got it back. We got that authority. We got that power back. It has been given back to us. And not only do we have it, he said, I give it to you that you may tread on the serpents, on the scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I know some people done had some tough times in these storms, but I'm telling you, God is God. And I believe what he said. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand. They ain't coming over here. Oh, I wouldn't say that if I was you, preacher. Okay, say what you want to say. Me and mine, we protected. Amen. This church family, we protect it. Glory to God. Why? Because we stand on the word of God. Why? Because he said, Jesus said, look, I'm giving you this authority back. I went and took it. I went and took it back. Legally got it back. I'm giving it to you. He said, behold, I give unto you this authority. He said, I'm going to delegate it to you. This power, I'm going to delegate it to you. What does the word delegate mean? To entrust to another or to appoint. He said, I'm entrusting this power right back to you. If mama say, Therese, you can use my Mustang, she entrusts. Now I am going to get out there and do a couple of donuts. I mean, I'm just letting you know. I want to see what kind of power it got. And I ain't going to let her know. Dad, I'm like, man, what the word are these circles doing out in the parking lot? Therese. Yep, that's right. That's right. I can remember way back, Dad had that tractor, and our dad loved his little tractor out there. And me and Jeffrey, I said, Jeffrey, he was gone one day, this is way back when, first bit of the house or something. Anyway, it's a long time ago. I said, Jeffrey, I'm gonna get on that tractor. I'm gonna go do some work out in the yard. Boy, you believe that tractor long? I shoot. Well, I went out there and I started grading the yard. And to this day, it floods in the spot right there. I told Dad a couple years ago, Dad, you see what all that water gathering up? He said, yeah. Yeah, I did it. I can feel my own thing. He can get me now. I don't think now. Amen. Now, this delegated power, Jesus said, I give this power back to you. This authority, I give it back to you. Now, you got to understand, I'm getting ready to wrap it up. God himself, he is the power. He is the force behind this authority. This power is far greater than anything that the enemy has, anything that the enemy can conjure. Anything that the enemy can bring up, this power, this authority is far, far greater. Now, I challenge you to be committed. I challenge you to be disciplined. And I challenge you to stay with it. I'm talking about the word of God. God does not change. People will, situations will, jobs will, whatever will, but God will not change. Speak the word only, because all of heaven will back those words of faith that comes out of your mouth. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it smell like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care how bad it may feel. It does not matter. Speak the word of God only. Amen. Because you have authority. You have authority, and that authority has been given back to us by Jesus Christ himself, the head of the church. We just read it. It said he's the head of all the church. And the head of the church said, behold, I give it back to you. He said, behold, I give you the power. I give you this authority. Amen. Use your authority. Glory to God. Use your authority every day. Glory to God.